This episode is brought to you by Glorify, the number one Christian daily devotional app. Everything around us changes. God doesn't. That's why I love Glorify's 21-day challenge. It helps me build a simple habit of meeting with God every day. No pressure, just consistency. With Glorify, you can start your morning by reading the Bible passage of the day, diving into Glorify's daily devotional, and wrapping up with an immersive experience called Daily Walk with God. And if you need to take a few minutes to yourself in the middle of a busy day, try one of Glorify's guided meditations or listen to their curated worship playlists for some quiet reflection. To end the day, enjoy Glorify's sleep meditations to help you wind down and put your mind and heart at ease. Whether you're a committed Christian or simply curious about faith, Glorify has something for you. Join over 20 million people who have downloaded the Glorify app and deepened their relationship with God. Listeners to the show can get full access to Glorify for just $29.99 for the entire year. That's Glorify's lowest price ever when you download the Glorify app now at glorify-app.com/redcircle. Feel closer to God this year with Glorify. Get full access all year for just $29.99 at glorify-app.com/redcircle. That's glorify-app.com/redcircle.
What's the name of the enemy you're coming up against? Is it depression? Is it the love of money? For some, the enemy they face is called lust. For another, it's called lying. And so I want you to name your enemy. Name your enemy and rebuke it in Jesus' name. An enemy isn't just someone who opposes you. It can also be a sin you're struggling with. It can be something within you that you need God to take care of, like jealousy, bitterness, or pride. And let me tell you something. Where God is at work, the devil will also be at work. But he's working in opposition to the Lord. He'll be working to try and disrupt or discourage any move of God among his people. You see, when we set about to fulfill God's vision for our lives, and all of the enemy's external plots have failed? All of his external attacks have been blocked? What do you think happens when all of the devil's external plots have failed? He attacks from within. Now, there's no such thing as big sins and little sins. All sin is sin in God's eyes. But guess what? Even what you consider to be small, little sins, those little sins will lead you to commit that which you consider to be the big sin. This type of thinking causes you to cross one line and then another, until we've become someone we never intended to be. I'm proud of myself for getting a promotion. I'm proud of my ability. Did you see that? I did that. Yep, that's all me. Then the next thing you know, the spirit of pride has a door to creep in. Instead of saying, thank God for my promotion. Instead of saying, I did that by the grace of God. Do you see the difference? The devil will try and plant a seed within you when he can't affect you physically. That's what I'm talking about when I say name your enemy. Take a good, honest look at yourself. What is the devil trying to use to distract you from being an effective Christian? What's he using to discourage you? Doubtful thoughts? Thoughts of insecurity or inadequacy? Name your enemy and rebuke it. And we all have one. No one is so holy, so saved, that they have no internal, private things that they're dealing with. The Bible says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. That verse is all about identifying that sin within, that ungodly desire, that unhealthy passion, and then saying no to it. Get to the point where you say, my love for God is greater than my love for anything else. That's how you crucify.
This episode is brought to you by Glorify, the number one Christian daily devotional app. Everything around us changes. God doesn't. That's why I love Glorify's 21-day challenge. It helps me build a simple habit of meeting with God every day. No pressure, just consistency. With Glorify, you can start your morning by reading the Bible passage of the day, diving into Glorify's daily devotional, and wrapping up with an immersive experience called Daily Walk with God. And if you need to take a few minutes to yourself in the middle of a busy day, try one of Glorify's guided meditations or listen to their curated worship playlists for some quiet reflection. To end the day, enjoy Glorify's sleep meditations to help you wind down and put your mind and heart at ease. Whether you're a committed Christian or simply curious about faith, Glorify has something for you. Join over 20 million people who have downloaded the Glorify app and deepened their relationship with God. Listeners to the show can get full access to Glorify for just $29.99 for the entire year. That's Glorify's lowest price ever when you download the Glorify app now at glorify-app.com/redcircle. Feel closer to God this year with Glorify. Get full access all year for just $29.99 at glorify-app.com/redcircle. That's glorify-app.com/redcircle.
By your flesh. So if your enemy is bitterness, it has to go. If it's unforgiveness, that has to go. If it's low self-esteem, stand for it no more. Call on the power that Jesus Christ offers and defeat the enemy within.
Let me give you my testimony. It's an unusual one, but I pray that God uses it to help somebody out there who's listening. I was at a point in my life where I got tired of always feeling beneath everybody else. I felt undervalued, at one point unappreciated in my relationships. I always felt like God blessed him or her in a bigger way than he blessed me. And so I started to pray about it. I fasted and waited on God for my breakthroughs to start happening and for my season to come. And sure enough, in the fullness of his time, my season came. My season was here. God started to finally answer my prayers. I got a promotion. I got a raise at work, more money than I'd ever seen in my life. The breakthroughs were happening. My gift was finally making room for me, and I was being recognized. But here's the lesson. Here's my lesson. I let my blessing become my weakness. God took me to a higher level, but I didn't have the maturity to understand that once I reached a higher level of intensity, new levels, new devils. So my prayer, my hunger, my faith, which had brought me to this level, could no longer sustain me because I was still operating at my previous level, but my opposition was fighting me at the new level that I was being blessed on. I became complacent in my prayer life, where I would usually spend time seeking the face of the Lord before I got the blessing. I stopped doing that after the blessing came. Where I would worship with a humble and desperate spirit before the breakthrough, I stopped doing that after the breakthrough. I became so preoccupied with my career and getting to the next level, getting to the next position, the bigger house, the better car. I became so focused on that, so much so, that I forgot who got me there. I forgot the kind of prayers that got me there. And most importantly, I forgot that the opposition I would face at this level would be higher than before. So I needed more of God than ever before. So my message to you is that your level of prayer must match your level of opposition. Don't let your blessing become your weakness. Don't let your blessing become the cause of complacency in your life. Keep chasing God. Keep seeking for his presence. Whether you are being blessed, you've been blessed, or you're waiting for a blessing, keep God first. New levels, new devils. When God starts working in you and through you, you become a threat to the enemy. And your place of safety, your refuge, before, during, and after the breakthrough and the blessings, should always be right under the blood of Jesus. Not even the devil himself can touch you. No principalities, no rulers of wickedness can stand before an almighty God. But the key for us is to stand under the protection of the blood at all times. At all times.
Matthew 12, verse 37 says, "By your words you are justified, and by your words you will be condemned." This means your words, what comes out of your mouth, what you speak, what you say, will either leave you justified or condemned. So I'm here to tell you today to start speaking over your life today. Start speaking life into your situation. Start speaking life into your ideas. Start telling yourself, it's going to happen. My breakthrough will happen. My healing will happen. New opportunities will happen. Better relationships will happen. Peace and happiness in my marriage will happen. A stronger prayer life will happen. And when you speak these words, as you speak these words, speak with faith. Don't just speak empty words with vain repetition. Speak with boldness and expectation. Expect God to hear you. Expect these things to happen. And above all, believe. Believe that it will happen. Your words are powerful, but they are unstoppable when you speak with faith. When you speak knowing that God still performs miracles, even today.